Merry Christmas, everyone, and may you have a blessed and beautiful holiday season. I'm Jim Burns. Thank you so very much for listening to New Life Live and for your generous support to help transform lives one at a time. Hey, my family and I love watching Christmas movies at this time of the year. Maybe your family does too. One of our favorites is a movie called The Polar Express. Here is one of the many quotes from that movie, and I absolutely love the movie, and I love many of the quotes, but here it is. Seeing is believing, but sometimes the most real things in the world are the things you can't see. You know, I wonder if the writer of that wonderful screenplay had Hebrews 11:1 in mind when he gave that quote. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we cannot see. I don't know about you, but there are times in my life when I think about faith and I have hope, but I just don't see it. This is where, well, faith comes in. I'm going to tell you a story. Eric was not only raised in a Christian home, but his parents were pastors in a thriving church. And when Eric graduated from high school, he went on to college. And like a lot of the students, he drifted from his faith. And his parents were heartbroken, and they were deeply concerned. And Eric dropped out of college. His parents prayed and prayed and prayed. And at every turn, it seemed like his life got worse. Sexual promiscuity, drug use. He couldn't hold a job. He couldn't hold a relationship. And because of his shame, he wandered from the family, he wandered from his church, well, and he wandered from God. Eric's mom and dad prayed and prayed. They didn't see any change. It just kept getting worse in their mind. 15 years later, on Christmas Eve, Eric's dad was preaching, and Eric's mom was sitting in her usual seat at church. Eric had not shown up at a family gathering that week, and they were worried and concerned. And she was sitting in church, deeply troubled and losing hope. Little did she know that God had continued to walk closely with Eric, and he was doing a major work in his life. Well, at that moment, Eric stepped into the church after 15 years. He stood in the back where a bride would stand as he prepared to come down the aisle, just like a bride would. Well, the congregation was singing a favorite Christmas hymn. When they sat down, Eric's mom looked to her left, and there was her son, Eric. He took her hand, and all he said was, "Hi, Mom. I'm back." Well, his mom started to cry. Tears rolled down her face. Eric even leaned over a little bit later and said, "Mom, this is a bit much." Later, his mom told me that she cried for 3 days. Her prodigal was back, different, walking with a bit of a limp. Not literally a limp, but he'd carried a lot of baggage with so many poor choices. Well, later, Eric unpacked his life over those 15 years. And although his parents had not seen or felt change, Eric talked about God being present at every wrong turn, every broken relationship. His parents believed, but they didn't see all that God was doing. Eric often saw what God was doing, but, well, he ignored it or disobeyed. God was not done with Eric. He carried him, and as that beautiful movie says, seeing is believing, but sometimes the most real things in the world are things that we can't see. I mean, Hebrews 11:1 again reminds us that even when we don't see it, God is working. Well, if you're struggling with a fear, a broken heart, a mess, remember that this Christmas season, God says to you and me, "I'm here with you, even if you don't feel it, even if you don't see it." He says, "I'm listening to your prayers. I'm working in your midst. I've got your back." Have faith. Merry Christmas from New Life.